Hello, my name is Sean Bruno, and I'm with Prompt Arts.
Hi, I'm Nick Christian. I'm also with Prompt Arts.
And I'm Vanessa King, and I'm with Action for Happiness and Psychologist Magazine.
Thank you all very much. Because you're prompt with Prompt Arts, you're going to have to leave in 5 minutes, so let's get this bad boy on the way. The Wrong Thing, Margate Bookie, Kath, Betty.
Hi.
Lovely. I like that. What are you doing here, Sean?
Well,
sorry if that was aggressive.
No. I'm used to it.
Excellent.
Today, Nick and I are running a Prompt Arts Life Writing Session, which is over in the studio. And basically, it's like a life drawing session, but unfortunately without the nudity, and about writing.
Sorry.
Without the nudity yet. We're still about a year into this project.
That sounded creepy now.
Okay, sorry. So it's basically people come in, and we provide them with a bunch of prompts, including actors and models doing actions, sound prompts, visual prompts, installation prompts, and they're basically given free rein and encouragement to write about these things in front of them. So it's encouraging people to write rather than think about writing.
Oh, I genuinely love that, because I am the person who thinks she's good at writing but has no ideas.
Well, there's no such thing as being good at writing. There's only responding, which is what we're hoping people do. There's no judgment in it whatsoever. You have a variety of things you can do with what you've written. You can keep it. You can throw it away. We have a shredder. You can shred your work if you want. But there is absolutely no right or wrong way to respond, only how you want it.
I love the idea. What brought you to life writing? That's a fascinating concept.
Well, we created educational resources, and we started using other people's prompts, and then we started to really enjoy concocting the prompts, and then we had idea, let's do this live, because we're both, I think we spend a lot of time behind computers, let's get out live, let's do it in front of people, let's show off. And it's kind of taken off from then, really.
It felt like there were a lot of websites out there and a lot of books out there just filled with prompts as well. And we decided, well, we started initially by trying to build this great prompt resource and website that had never been seen before. But then we decided, well, why don't we just do this live? Why don't we bring a communal element as well to writing, which sometimes doesn't exist, well, except for great festivals like Margate Bookie and such. That sometimes gets missed, especially in local communities and smaller communities.
Okay, Sean, how does it work? What do you write when you're not inspiring others to write about stuff?
Oh, myself. My background is in performance and theater, but I kind of dabble with a bit of everything right now. I like, a lot of it's kind of autobiographical, humorist. I dabble a bit with sci-fi. I dabble a bit with, like, thriller genres. Pretty much anything. I think it's just really important. Right now, I think I'm at a very exploratory stage in my writing, just putting it all out there.
I kind of like that as a concept. You're asking others to explore their imaginations, and you're doing it yourself. That makes sense to me.
Yeah. Well, and you know, this is kind of a great incentive as well, just to kind of, I think that's the way you have to kind of test yourself. And I think, you know, as Nick said, there's no such thing as really good writing, but you just have to keep growing as a writer. There can always be better writing as well. And sometimes that's discovering what kind of writer you are as well. And sometimes that's different on different days.
Okay, so Nick, I was about to call you a lovey and realised that was really insulting. Are you a performance person as well?
No, I'm not, but my wife is, and so I'm around performing people a lot. I wish I could perform. I'm not a performer. I think I'd rather have been a performer than a writer, absolutely, and I think maybe I'm vicariously doing it this way. I completely missed my calling as a result of having no ability to be an actor, and I think this is making up for that, and this is just showing off, I think, ultimately, in front of other people.
Okay, so I tell you what I'm going to do, because I'm kind and I really have taken to the two of you quite instantly. You better leave.
You better leave. Thank you very much.
Do one. It's been beautiful. Yeah. Don't go changing.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
A pleasure. So they're disappearing from the podcast and we're left.
Hello.
Lucky Vanessa. Can we talk about happiness, Vanessa?
We can indeed.
What can you tell us about happiness?
Well, there are 10 keys.
Hang on. Have I got a list I've got to write down?
No, you can find it all out in the book, on the website and stuff. Because actually, I developed these 10 keys to happy living, which are all about the areas we can take action. It's about doing stuff. It's not about thinking. It's not about kind of wishing for stuff. It's actually about taking action, small actions, day-to-day actions in our daily lives. And develop those for Action for Happiness, which is a social movement, which is about trying to take what's out there in the science. There's loads of sciences. The science of what enables us to kind of thrive and flourish has exploded in the last 20 years. But what good is that if it's just in an ivory tower? Let's get this out there for people to make a difference in their lives and for other people. And it builds our resilience, helps reduce ill health. So that's what Action for Happiness is all about. And the 10 keys are developed for those as a simple framework for people to work out what to do.
Like the 12 steps, but different.
Oh, it's more like a menu and a prescription. It's not like the 12 steps. So it's their kind of areas. So the acronym is Great Dream. So they're the things that people can do kind of in the outside world that affect how they feel on the inside, and some of them are a bit more internal that affect how they are in the outside world. And it's about people should. Everybody's different. Everybody's life circumstances are different. You know, things change from day to day. We have ups, we have downs, whatever. So there's no right way about this stuff. But you know, if we know that there's a whole load of stuff that we can try and do and experiment with and play with, get creative with, then then that's great, isn't it?
Here's a challenge for you. Ask Bet if she's happy.
Are you happy, Bet?
Oh God, I'm joyous.
Yeah, you look really joyous. Yeah. Yeah. So what is happening? What does happiness mean to you?
Well, I think the thing for me when I think about happiness is I'm thinking about 70% rather than 100%.
Oh, that's interesting. Yeah,
I'm very
yeah.
suspicious of that kind of quest for 100% joy and hyperactivity yeah. all the time. I want that kind of feeling of warm contentment with the odd high-pitched wonder.
So what are the ingredients that go in to you being happy?
Well, because I have been very unhappy as well, and I'm in the middle of writing a book about a time when I was very unhappy. I have Asperger's syndrome.
Oh, okay.
So as a teenager, I found life very, very difficult because I couldn't talk to anyone. For me, I think I'm just so grateful for everything I have, and I spend a lot of time reminding myself of all the great things in my life, and that makes me happy.
Yeah.
I don't think I've got any better ingredients in my life than other people, but knowing that I do and being really conscious about that, I think makes me really jolly.
Yeah, and I think that's
I sound like a total hippie. I'm really sorry.
Uh-huh. Not at all. You sound like a happy person. But I think actually we need to unpack what happiness is.
Hang on. She just says she lowers her expectations and she's happy.
Yeah, that's good.
Oh, just checking.
That was good, because we don't, you know, I think sometimes we're trying to be, you know, we want to be this, we want to be that, we want to be a different person, we don't want to be like how we are. And I think there's, you know, that's, yeah, that's, you know, you'll never get there. It's like the pot of gold at the end of the rainbow. So it's actually starting about, I think, I love what you said about being grateful and kind of noticing the good. What's going on, what's going well, and every day there's lots of small things that are happening, but our brains are hardwired to focus on what's wrong. It's natural. We naturally focus on what's wrong, and that's good because that can help us spot risks and danger. But you know, most of us are not that much at facing grave dangers as we were when we were kind of hunters and gatherers out there. But actually, day to day is yeah, life's generally okay. You know, we're not at major risk. But we overlook often all these good things. And it turns out when we notice the good things, that has a physiological and a psychological effect that builds over time. So little by little by little, just noticing those things, sort of squeezing more out of them, if you like, helps us kind of, it literally broadens our perspective. We literally see more, we're in a pleasant emotional state, we're more open to other people, we're trusting other people, we're more open to ideas and more creative, we're better at problem solving, we see more options, and little by little we learn more, better relationships, we're more resilient and adaptive, and then that builds our sort of psychological resources, if you like. So it creates a sort of upward spiral. So, you know, so by starting some of those sorts of practices, you know, it does build. It doesn't mean to say you don't have downtime.
Give me that eye.
No, you see, I think what you're saying, which is really interesting, is that happy people acknowledge the dark bits of life.
Yeah.
And have a relationship with the dark bits of life, in fact.
Yeah. Because I think there's I think it's really important this, that when we're talking about happiness, A, we're not talking about bouncing around full of joy all the time. It's because, you know, it's actually having a fulfilling life and, you know, working hard at stuff and, you know, satisfaction. That stuff doesn't always feel great at the time, but it feels great longer term and making good of the things. And
I'm going to interrupt you and I hope it doesn't make you unhappy. Yeah. We're running out of time. So if people want to know more about you, how can they very quickly...
Yeah, I could do, if you look on www.actionforhappiness.org or at Change Space on Twitter.
Yeah. Done.
Fantastic. Lovely to meet you.
Good luck with it, and thanks so much for talking to us.
Thank you.